Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menoches Daf Kufei. The Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph tells us that if one said a mincha and he did not specify which mincha, he should bring minchas asoilis. Why is that so? So the Braisa says, "Hoil pasach ba'akos of tchilo." It's the first mincha mentioned in the Torah. So the Gemara says we don't see that in other korbanos that you take the first one which mentions in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, the reason this mincha is called is the Stam Mincha because it doesn't have a Shem Levi. It's called Mincha without any other name. Hi, so why did the Braisa say, we will pasach ba'akos of tchilo? Says the Gemara, simono be'almo. It's a simon for you, not to forget. Not to forget which mincha we're talking about, it tells you it's the first mincha. Now, as the Rashash points out, the Mandomer who says mincha sasoilis is Rabbi Yudo. And Rabbi Yudo always used to give simonim. As we saw in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Vav, and as we say in the Agodah Shepesach, the Tzach Hadash B'Achav is Rabbi Yudah. Then the Sefer Beis Aaron, Kloli Hashas, and Chelik Zayin, under the Erech called Ein HaTorah Niknes, in Simon Gimel, he speaks there about the different simonim that you have in Shas, and he says that there's 16 different types of simonim in Shas. Now one of the simonim, the number 14, is called Simen B'Tam Adover. And he brings our Gemara. Meaning this is a Simen not to forget. In order not to forget, I give you something to remind you what it is. Meaning he gives you a reason that will remind you which one we're talking about. And there, earlier in Simen Beis, he goes to explain the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Nun Gimel, and where the Gemara says that Bnei Yehuda Daiki Lishna Umanchil Behu Simono. Bnei Yehuda were very careful, they're very medakel in the Lashon, and they gave simonim to the Lashon. So he explains the Beis Aaron, what does it mean? Bnei Yehuda were very careful to be very clear in their Lashon, to make everything very clear. And if there's something that wasn't so clear, they gave a simon to explain what it is, so you don't make a mistake. And that's mamash like we see in our Gemara. One can add, as what Tzadik HaKohen brings a few times in his farm, that the fact that the Gemara Neiruvin is talking about Bnei Yehuda, and our Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a coincidence. The ones that are associated with the name Yehuda are very careful to have a clear Lashon with no mistakes. Just to conclude with something interesting that he brings over there, the Beis Aaron, says that there is some that say that today you don't have to have simonim. You had to have simonim and people learn by Alpeh, by heart, so that they remember what they're learning. But today that we have a Sfarim, we don't need a simonim. So he said that's a very big mistake. He brings the name of the Sefer Lev Aryeh, that ksiva, writing, is very bad for memory. Because the more a person writes, he relies on his writing, and he forgets things. And he brings the name of the Sefer Zdet Soifim, that Chachom say, many Chachom hold, that since the print came out, the printing press, so the memory power became weaker, because you don't use it so much. The more a person is relying on the written word, less he is relying on his memory. And he brings even the Rambam, someone asked him a question on a makor and a source and a halacha that he brought, and he couldn't remember where it was. And he was very, very in pain that he forgot it. So he says, in addition to all that, simonim have a person to learn when he doesn't have sfarim in front of him, let's say when he's traveling. So he concludes that you must have simonim even today to remember your learning. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shul Machshava Shiurim, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.